Greater Sudbury gained 1,000 more full-time jobs in November compared to the previous month, while losing 100 part-time positions for a net job increase of 900. The unemployment rate in November was 4.6%, which is down 0.1% from the previous month. Despite last month's job growth, full-time employment remains down 4,400 jobs from its peak in April 2019, but is 5,300 greater than the dip in June 2020. According to the Canadian Real Estate Association's rundown of local numbers, the number of full-time jobs in November was up from the previous month in natural resources, utilities, construction, manufacturing, trade services, the financial sector, business and building services, and public administration. Full-time job losses in November occurred in agriculture, transportation and warehousing, professional and scientific services, education, healthcare, information and cultural services, and accommodation and food services. Nationally, the unemployment rate change was on par with Greater Sudbury, dropping by 0.1%. The new national unemployment rate is 5.1%. Ontario's unemployment rate declined by 0.4% in November to 5.5%. According to Statistics Canada's latest labour force survey, 10,000 jobs were added across the country in November. Greater insight on the region's economic outlook will be gained later this week, when Canadian Chamber of Commerce Chief Economist Stephen Tapp speaks at an event hosted by the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce. The Economic Outlook 2023 event will take place at Bryston's on the Park, 5 Creighton Road, Copper Cliff, from 12 to 2 p.m. Tapp is slated to discuss insights from the Canadian Survey on Business Conditions, a quarterly survey of more than 17,000 Canadian businesses that provides timely, relevant data on business conditions in Canada, as well as business expectations and views on emerging issues. More information on the event can be found by clicking here. Sudbury.com will also be reporting on the event.